a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Good night, welcome aboard to this edition of the Midnight Rider. It's Wednesday night, the 30th of January, 2008. We've got a packed show for you tonight. In the first hour, Dr. Jerome Corsi on with us, someone who really just doesn't need to be introduced. Everybody is very well aware of who Jerry Corsi is. He's a well-known writer and author, is a staff reporter for WorldNet Daily, and he has been busy lately. And we're going to get into some of the latest things that he's been talking about. But for some of you who don't know who Jerry Corsi is, he received a PhD from Harvard University in political science in 1972, written many books and articles, including his latest bestseller, The Late Great USA, and it's a book you've got to get. It lays the entire plan of the North American Union out, and it is easy to understand and easy to follow. We also co-authored with John O'Neill, the number one New York Times bestseller, Unfit for Command, Swift Boat Veterans Speak Out Against John Kerry. Other books include Showdown with Nuclear Iran, Black Gold Stranglehold, The Myth of Scarcity and the Politics of Oil, which he co-authored with WorldNet Daily columnist Craig R. Smith, and Atomic Iran. In the second hour tonight, we're going to go over the debate that was held at the Reagan Library out in Simi Valley, California. Interesting debate tonight. We'll get into that as well, plus your phone calls. We'll open the phones up for Jerry Corsi. He'll be with us the first hour. We'll open them up at the bottom of the hour. Real quickly, let's say hello to Jerry Corsi. Jerry, how are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I hope you had a wonderful holiday and you're rolling well into the new year.
It was great. I'm looking forward to the new year, and I'm ready and anxious to go.
All right. Well, that's super. When it comes to articles, you've been really, really busy as of late.
I really have. I've been writing a lot, and there's just been, so much to write about. I've been doing two or three new articles a day, and there's just, the progress towards what I've been writing about in the Late Great USA is increasing. I mean, every day I look, there's no new work going by the globalists to get to the finish line.
Right.
And I'm trying to cover it as fast as I can. I mean, I'm watching this economic crisis develop as the dollar is tanking. And I've been predicting the dollar would tank now for well over 2 years. It's happening now. And, what you see going on is the American people would never give up the dollar unless it were a worthless currency. So in a move to create a Amero, a North American currency, comparable to the euro, it's inevitable the dollar would have to be tanked, and that's what's going on right now. The dollar's under extreme pressure and crisis.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that on the other side. We're going to get into the talk about where's our gold as well. That and much more with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Stay with us. You're listening to The Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're talking tonight with our guest, Dr. Jerome Corsi. You can read his many, many articles at worldnetdaily.com or WND.com. And, Jerry, you were talking about this devaluation of the dollar and in a financial crisis that is looming here. I mean, we're standing on the precipice of utter disaster as far as our economy, the dollar as a currency. And you say I think you put it right that the American people won't give up the dollar unless it's worth nothing. And yet today, another 50 basis points drop from the interest rates, which gives us a point and a quarter in the space of a week, and that can't do anything but continue to hurt the dollar.
Well, and it did. The dollar got to real close. It traded as low as 1.49 to the euro, which is right at the edge of the lowest it's ever been against the euro. And even the stock market didn't like the rate cut. The stock market by the end of the day was down almost 40 points. Rate cuts are not going to do it here. This is not a liquidity crisis. This is an asset crisis. And what I've been writing about I've been writing in the World Net Daily about the gold And the fact that there's been tremendous gold manipulation by the central banks around the world, which I'm now beginning to bring to light. It, my attention got drawn to this Gold Action Trust, the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, which tomorrow, on Thursday, is going to have a full-page ad in the Wall Street Journal. It's going to be a full-page color ad. And what drew my attention to this Gold Antitrust Action Committee, or GATA, is that the Wall Street Journal accepted the ad. Because, Mike, as you know, the Wall Street Journal is not going to accept an ad. GATA is going to pay over $250,000, $264,000, for this ad to appear one day in the Wall Street Journal. But the Wall Street Journal wouldn't take it, even with that amount of money being paid, unless they could validate that the ad was not a fringe ad, but was making claims and statements that could be validated and were basically true. So I called up and I got to Jovanka Wallner, and she's a advertising sales representative. She works for the Wall Street Journal in New York City, and she confirmed to me that the Gold Antitrust Action Committee ad was approved by the Wall Street Journal, and the Wall Street Journal's lawyers had reviewed it and approved the ad. And it was going to run this Thursday, tomorrow. And that's when I got into the story, because I knew that if the Wall Street Journal's lawyers had approved the GATA ad, there was something to it.
Right.
And what they were claiming was that, you know, for decades, the central banks of the world, including the Federal Reserve, have been selling gold out of the mints in order to depress the price of gold and to buoy up, to increase the value of these fiat currencies, including the dollar. Because increasingly the dollar, the euro, they're not backed by gold, they're just fiat currencies, they're just printed. And, you know, the value is attributed to them. So, that, you know, it's a very serious charge that these central banks have been involved in manipulation of gold, including selling gold out of the reserves in order to prop up the price of the fiat currencies. As I investigated that, what I discovered, and very few people know about this, is that there is the London Bullion Exchange, on which billions of dollars of gold are traded every day. And if you go to the London Bullion Bank, you know, the exchange's website, and I link to it in the articles, there's over 100 billion bullion banks that are approved around the world. They include in the United States some of the largest ones, like J.P. Morgan has a bullion bank, and Citibank does. And what the bullion banks do is they make a deal with a central bank, the Central Bank of Europe, to lease gold. So the Central Bank of Europe says, I'll lease you this gold to J.P. Morgan's bullion bank. J.P. Morgan's bullion bank goes to the market in the London Bullion Exchange, and they actually physically sell that gold. It leaves the Central Bank of Europe, and they sell it to, say, an industrial user, someone who wants to make jewelry out of it, or watches, or computer parts, or whatever. And the gold leaves the mint in Europe. Well, they do the same thing in the United States. We lease gold through the bullion banks, and the gold leaves the mint. It leaves Fort Knox. It leaves West Point, and it goes out of the mint. It's sold by the bullion bank, goes to a commercial user, which, of course, increases the supply of gold on the world market and depresses the price, which is one of the key intents of this transaction. And what the American people don't know is that, you know, according to the International Monetary Fund rules, that gold can still be considered to be part of our reserves, even though it's loaned and gone and used by an industrial user under the promise that at a future date it's going to return. And what I wrote yesterday in WorldNet Daily was that, according to the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, their chairman, who is Bill Murphy, he suggests that half of the gold, central bank reserves have about 30,000 tons of gold worldwide in their vaults. And Bill Murphy believes that half of that amount of gold is gone. So So there's only 15,000 tons of gold remaining, and the rest is all leased out, which is an incredible thing for people to realize that the, you know, if you go into the Treasury and we're trying to do a true inventory, you might have on paper and notations the gold being there in reserves or in custody, but in reality, it's gone, half of it. That's a pretty shocking realization.
Well, and it's almost insidious, it seems, too, Jerry, because, I mean, most likely the lease, which you would put in quotation marks, because it's an out-and-out transfer of gold, is probably financed through one of these banks that's affiliated with these bullion banks, and so therefore, absolutely nothing is traded. It's done on paper. Yet the bank not only gets to put the gold in the hands of the individual who wants to use it, but the bank collects interest on the back end.
That's correct. That's correct. And then to make these these transactions even more complex, there's also swaps. In other words, we swap our gold with the gold that's in the, let's say, the Central Bank of Europe again, and then we lease out the Central Bank of Europe's gold and they lease out ours. So it makes it less transparent, less available to be determined whose gold is where, because on, you know, our notations, when KPMG, one of the major accounting firms, comes in and they account for the gold in the mint, now the lines in the financial reports of the Treasury and the mint say U.S. gold as reserves or custodial gold, and then a little parenthesis they put including gold that is swapped. So there's no way to know, reading the financial reports that are, you know, certified by KPMG and produced by the Treasury and the Mint, there's no way to know how much physical gold is left in Fort Knox and West Point and the other Mint depositories, because they intentionally hide it.
And then essentially what this becomes, the whole thing, is nothing but a three-card Monte game.
That's right. It's a three-card Monte game because it's shuffling around. You know, you're trying to find where's the gold. And if you could really get a physical accounting for it, which the Mint does not do on a current basis. You know, they say over the years we've looked at the vaults and we've validated the gold there. We put seals on the vaults. And KPMG comes in and looks at the seals. But if you're looking at the gold, you don't know who that gold belongs to, whether it's encumbered, and you really can't do a complete inventory on a current basis to know how much is there. Half of it could be gone. And just because you see some vaults with gold in it doesn't mean anything.
Right, and there's nothing that stops these banks from melting the gold that's swapped down into new bars and being restamped with the name of another bank on it.
Well, or just simply sent to another bank, swapped, and then sold through a bullion bank and going to jewelry, going to, you know, commercial uses. I mean, I called up to validate these stories when I was writing them. And this is, again, remember, tomorrow morning it'll be in the Wall Street Journal, full-page ad by the Gold Antitrust Action Committee. They'll be paying over $250,000 for it with these claims. When I wrote the story, I called up the bullion banks. I called up half a dozen of them. I talked to the traders, and the traders would, you know, they wanted to talk off the record. I said, look, are you making contracts with central banks to lease the gold and sell it out onto the commercial market? And they said, yes, we do it every day. I said, well, do you publish these leases with the central banks? No. Can I see them? No. They're not public. They're not transparent. They're not available. You can't find out what they are. It's a totally non-transparent market. But it's worth billions of dollars, and it's done every day.
Oh, my gosh. People and anybody else who would pull one of these schemes off, Jerry, they'd go to jail for this type of stuff.
Well, they would. I mean, you know, if you and I tried this, we'd be in federal prison, you know.
And my gosh.
The central banks do it every day, and it's part of normal operating procedure.
All right, we're going to come back, take a break here. Hey, the con's the same. It's just at a different level. I mean, it's the same type of crooks running the whole game. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Midnight Rider, 800-313-9443. If you want to line up now for Jerry Corsi, we'll start taking your calls at the bottom of the hour. Jerry, as new gold is mined and produced and brought into the system, how is it all taken care of? Because you would have more supply, one would think, which would, help keep the cost down. Do they automatically put it into these central banks, or how does new gold in the chain work with this?
It depends. The new gold can come directly into the to the bullion banks to be offered onto the market. They work directly with the mines, or the mines can work under contracts with the central banks. The new gold can go into the central banks as well. But there's not enough new gold produced to meet the demand. I mean, the demand has been increasing dramatically. You know, there's probably maybe 5,000 tons of demand for commercial gold. And, you know, the amount that the central banks have typically been selling has been about 2,500 tons of gold out of the central bank reserves. Now, with these contracts, they're pushing it to try to meet as much of that 5,000-ton demand as they can. And if you take a look at the link I gave you, one of these articles to the market makers in the bullion banks. I mean, just listen to these names. You know, Barclays Banks, Bear Stearns, Deutsche Bank, Goldman Sachs, HSBC in London, J.P. Morgan, Mitsui, Royal Bank of Canada, Societe Generale in France, and UBS, which is a Swiss bank. These are some of the top banks in the world who have bullion banks who are actively involved in working with the central banks to lease gold and sell it on the commercial bank market, to work with the gold producers. The gold market is, you know, multi-billion dollar market. It's a very, very big market.
Right.
It's just that most people don't know anything about it. And if you think about it, Mike, for a minute, you know, in the Nixon administration, we stopped having our currency backed by gold. It's not backed by gold anymore at all. So once the central bank said, look, we've got all this gold here, and we're not using it to back our currencies, what are we going to do with it? And, you know, without going to the public and explaining it, the central bankers, the Federal Reserve, which is not part of the federal government, the Federal Reserve is a private bank. It's no more the federal government than, you know, Federal Express is part of the federal government. Federal Express just uses federal in its name. It's not a government institution. So the Federal Reserve is a private bank. And they decided, look, we're not using this gold to back the currency, so we don't have to keep it. We can use the gold to sell it to make money for the central banks, private banks, and to manipulate the gold to lower the price of gold worldwide and thereby buoy up, increase the value of their fiat currencies. And that's been going on for decades. It's been going on since the Nixon administration, you know, which was over by 1974.
Right.
So, you know, you've got over 30 years of gold manipulation that the American public has been totally unaware of.
It's incredible because then you sit and think about this and you realize, wait a minute, this whole scheme, you know, on the face of it is highly illegal. So not only do you have these central banks complicit in this, but at the same time, you've got our own federal government.
That's right.
Who's complicit, because that gold is part of the U.S. Treasury, not part of the what belongs to the central bank. So therefore, the federal government is participating in the scheme by allowing the gold to be used in the first place.
That's right. See, the gold is supposed to be part of U.S. reserves, which means still owned by the American public.
Right.
Now, if you allow the Federal Reserve as a central bank to lease the gold and make money from the leases, you're allowing a private banking system to make, you know, incredible profits using the assets and resources of the American people. I mean, it's a license to steal.
And the thing is, Jerry, this would have been a great investment opportunity had I known earlier.
Right.
Individuals can buy stock in the Federal Reserve.
Oh, you can buy stock in the Federal Reserve.
Yes.
The bank holdings of the I've got to publish an article in World Net Daily at some point here and detail who owns the Federal Reserve and give out the stock holdings and show how people can buy assets, buy part of the Federal Reserve. I mean, the Federal Reserve, look, is a scheme. It's set up as a scheme. It's a private banking scheme that's in control of the money supply of the United States. Now, when we decoupled the currency from being backed by gold, the gold's held in the mint, which is a government institution, and supervised by the Treasury. The Treasury says, well, we don't need to keep this gold here anymore. The Federal Reserve, participating with these bullion banks, which, you know, I've just read the list of, and these are some of the, you know, these are, there's banks in Switzerland, France, Canada, Japan, you know, the United States, and Germany, and England, that are controlling the gold bullion market, leasing and selling onto commercial buyers the gold reserves of the central banks of the world.
All right, there, Jerry, back in a minute with the web after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Lord, I was born a rambling man, trying to make a living and doing the best I can.
All right, our time with Dr. Jerry Corsi is short tonight. I should have got him on for 2 hours. Because, I mean, you start breaking open this subject and it just blossoms and blossoms, and you start finding more dots here, more dots there. Just all starts coming together. And as we were going to break, Jerry, the first name that came to my mind as you started running off those names of the bank and the London Bullion Exchange itself, one name, Rothschilds.
Well, that's right. I mean, when you go back at this, Mike, I mean, this is a central banking scheme that goes back to the Rothschilds. I mean, if you go way back into the history of gold and banking, the Rothschilds invented this scheme way long ago. I mean, to basically take gold, lease it, you know, reissue certificates based on it. I mean, that's what banking has all been about from the very beginning. It's all been a shell game. It's all been about issuing certificates of value based on a currency that is, you know, multiplied in many times over with fiat currency, with paper currency. And now, after the Nixon administration, once the gold was detached from the fiat currency, now the central banks have not only been able to issue the fiat currency, but lease and manipulate the gold.
Right.
I'd love to have the ability to lease something I didn't own, like gold. I mean, you know, Mike, let's you and I get a contract to be able to lease gold out of Fort Knox that we don't own, just like the Federal Reserve does right now, and sell it for commercial purposes and make money on that lease, and then still be able to have on our books that we own the gold because under the fiction of the lease, it's coming back.
Right. Well, I mean, Jerry, we could do that right now with all these foreclosed homes.
We could do that
walk
right
in and lease them out, and then if somebody says, hey, we had every intention of returning them, but meanwhile, we'd be barons overnight.
Let's just lease them out.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's a whole transaction involving you basically selling something you don't own. And that's what's going on in the gold market. And what, you know, when it comes down to it, we say, okay, what does this really mean? And you tell the American people that half the gold in the central banks around the world is gone. And what you have instead of that is a little IOU, which is the lease document that says this gold will come back sometime and, you know, 15 years or 28 years or whatever the lease period is. And the central bank, you know, the banks, these bullion banks that lease the gold, then try to go out in the futures market and they try to lock up, you know, the future price of gold to deliver it, to return the lease. But with gold escalating in price, it's not clear that the gold will be available to them to deliver on those future contracts. And that's all, you know, then a shell game. It's all a promise. It's like, okay, you let the cattle out of the barn, and you're promising that they're going to come back. Well, first you got to round them up.
Right.
So when all these leases come due and the gold's supposed to come back, the bullion banks that have promised to return it have got to be able to go and get the gold that they are supposed to return. And if they don't, since this entire game is non-transparent, it's not public. It's not, you know, I called up the Treasury. I talked to their counsel. I looked at their financial statements, KPMG. KPMG audits them. They won't answer any questions. They say, our audit reports speak for themselves. We won't answer any questions. They say, wait a minute. You know, the gold's ours. We're your bosses. You know, we're working for the Treasury or the Mint. We won't answer any questions. So, okay, the line items have changed, the line items in the Treasury and the Mint accounting of the gold now say U.S. reserves or custodial gold with a little paragraph that says, in little parentheses, that says including swaps. So that means that, you know, the gold may be gone, it may be there but belonging to somebody else. And even if you now went in and looked at the physical gold in Fort Knox, until you got a complete record of the legal encumbrances on the gold you were looking at, you wouldn't know who owned that gold.
Yeah, why buy the cow when you can milk her for free?
Yeah, right. You lease the cow to somebody else, and you know you still put the cow on your inventory as owning it. And let somebody else milk it and get all the benefit from that as owned.
Incredible. Incredible. Henry in Connecticut, thanks for waiting. Welcome to the program. You're
on
with Jerry Kempsey.
Yeah, what is the name of this website that's in the London Bullion Exchange?
Okay, it's if you go to www.lbma.org.uk. lmba.org.uk. That's the London Bullion Markets Exchange.
Oh, probably London Market Bullion.
Yeah, I'd have to. I can tell you in a minute what it is. I'll just.
All right, it's LMBA.
LBMA.
LBMA. Okay. .org. MA.org.
It stands for the London Bullion Marketing Association.
Okay.
LBMA.org.uk.
Okay.
And when it comes up, the very first icon on the left says who we are. And if you click that one, you'll see there a bullet point that says list of members. And if you click that, you'll get the full list of the members of the London Bullion Marketing Association. And that's how you can find out all the banks that are involved in London Bullion exchange. And do you actually, does that link also give you like, where you actually see the actual trading throughout the day? No.
No, you cannot. You can't see the trade, and you can't see the contracts that they make with the central banks. If you call up these banks, and you can call, when you get to, you know, lbma.org.uk and a list of members, you can, there's phone numbers listed there. You can call those phone numbers. You'll talk to traders actually on the floor.
Yeah.
And if you say, you know, I've done this, I've called a dozen of them, and I say, are you trading gold from central banks? Yes. Do you make the leases with them? Yes, every day. Can I see the lease agreement? No, they're completely private.
And if I had access to it, could I determine what gold would close at each day?
No, then you've got to go on the gold exchanges. I mean, you can do that through the Wall Street Journal or through the other gold indexes.
Right.
But you can see what the gold futures prices are.
But
what's sold on these gold exchanges, you can't. There's not a transparent record to know what the, you know, if so. Bear Stearns Forex Inc., which is a gold bullion bank, gets a contract to sell, you know, 2,000 tons from the Central Bank of Europe, and they sell it to a jewelry maker. They lease it. You'll never know what the lease went for because that's a totally private transaction.
Yeah.
That's outside the futures market.
Yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned Rothschild. I was just going to say that all of this stuff, people may not like what I'm about to say, but the Rothschilds were Khazar. A lot of people don't know that. And, you know, all of this stuff that you're talking, it's very, 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 very Jewish. And the ones involved in the Federal Reserve, Goldman and Sachs, Lehman Brothers, Lazard Brothers, Kuhn and Loeb, Jacob Schiff, Rockefeller, who's really Rothschild, okay, and Rothschild, which some people pronounce it, that's the way it's pronounced in German, but some people pronounce it Rothschild, but it's really Rothschild, which is like Red Shield, like Blau Shield, which would be Blue Shield, or Gelbe Shield, which would mean Yellow Shield. So Rothschild means red, and that's for the communism and red and all that. All those guys on the Federal Reserve, all of them, you know, the families, they're all, if you look at the names, and people can look this up because this is a private corporation, like you said, they are all Jewish. Every single one of them.
Look, even if we don't go there, even if we don't go to the anti-Semitism.
I mean, it's special, not the average Jew on the street. I mean, we're talking these families, a lot of them are linked to Rothschild, too, and they're also inbred.
But look, here's the point.
Yeah.
This has become an international game. This is a played by, you know, I just read you the names of the banks. You've got, you know, Japanese banks, Canadian banks, you got French banks, you got UBS. I mean, regardless of where this started, and I don't want to get into the anti-Semitic part of this because I think that's another whole issue.
Well, it's not so much anti-Semitic. They're not even Semites, but go ahead. Yeah.
But, you know, however this began, however it originated, you've now got a multi-billion dollar business going with
a billion dollar
bank.
Racket.
Racket, yeah, it's a racket.
Yeah. Because I'm looking at the website here, and it says the LBMA's membership includes more than 100 companies in 20 countries engaged in precious metals trading, refining, fabrication, assaying, shipping, brokering, mining, and research. So not only do they control the exchange, but they control the influx of the gold into the market themselves.
Exactly.
So not only do they set the price, but the chances of insider trading being involved in there, knowing that there's more coming in or more about to be sold off, somebody can either buy more lower and sell it higher because they know the price is going up.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Right.
I know some people I could trade into futures, and I wanted to do is I wanted to trade futures commodities in general. So I can multiply the money, because you can, if you know what you're doing, you can't do multiply like $500 and turn it to $2,000 or $3,000. And I could use that to buy gold coins, like at Republic Trading Group. And I was saying, if I know, you know, that website may help. If, let's say I had somebody who was connected to them, but I'm not into Illuminati, but somebody could tip me off, then I could buy a mini contract of gold for futures and, you know, in a month or two know when it may go up or down, and, you know, you can make a killing that way.
Well,
and I do believe they do that with each other. I believe
some
of those Illuminati people. on a massive scale.
Jerry, we have to go. Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, on a massive scale. See, I mean, look, once you get the ability to manipulate this market, okay, now, one of the things that I've gotten emails people are concerned about, so the International Monetary Fund, which is another scam, because the International Monetary Fund's gold often comes from the central banks. It's often a double accounting of the gold that's in the central banks. The International Monetary Fund may decide to depress the price of gold. So let's say the International Monetary Fund works with these bullion banks, and they decide to put, you know, 2,000 tons overnight of gold on the market through leases in conjunction with the central banks. So the International Monetary Fund is in a position to overnight change, depress, the price of gold simply by flooding the market with a massive gold sale through leases. That's what's available here to for manipulation.
And you only need three sponsors and $5,000 and you're in.
Well, no, but see, for the individual to play this game, I want to caution everybody listening, don't think you can immediately get in this game and, you know, make a fortune, because you can also lose your shirt in this game. This is a game that's rigged by, you know, multi-billion dollar players who keep a non-transparent, there's no public record of any of these transactions, but it's a complete lock on the gold market in which they're playing with the gold in the central banks. And if you've
got
to
better,
the central
you've got
bank,
better odds
the gold
Vegas.
Is gone.
Yeah, you've got better odds in Vegas, Jerry.
You've got better odds buying tickets to the lottery, because at least, you know, I mean, unless you really know what you're doing, the average person going into futures contracts is playing, you know, rolling dice. And especially when you see how rigged these markets are. So you can say, okay, so now here's a series of conclusions you can come to, Mike. First of all, say, okay, the price of gold is trading now at $940 an ounce. Well, that's because that's where the central banks want it. And I'm one of the arguments I made it in Lake Ray USA, the book I've written on this, is that they're going to increase the price of gold in order to tank the dollar. Because right now there's a conscious worldwide effort going on to attack the dollar. The only way they'll detach Americans from the dollar in order to say now's time for a comparable currency to the euro, we'll have a North American Union, the multinational corporations will advance the agenda, and we'll have the Amero. I mean, nobody's going to give up the dollar unless it's worthless.
Yeah, indeed. And the thing is, I played a clip here a few nights ago of Henry Kissinger at this Davos meeting.
Right.
No mention of being concerned about what's happening in the United States, but rather worried that the financial crisis here and in other countries would lead to increased protectionism from those countries that would slow down globalization.
Right. They're worried that what they call, you know, economic nationalism, which to them is a nasty throwback word. You know, we're all xenophobes and nationalists. It's nasty. We're not into the new world vision of globalism and universality and world government, world currency. They're worried we're going to care that there's the United States of America and try to protect U.S. jobs or the U.S. middle class or the U.S. economy. You know, at this world vision, Dave Ose and Henry Kissinger and all the rest of them, they're already way beyond this. They've been for decades working with the bullion banks and the central banks, leasing the gold, manipulating the currencies, and doing it all unannounced to the publics in the various countries.
Yeah, indeed. Three calls holding here. Let's go to Clarence in Oklahoma. Clarence, welcome to the show.
Yes, Brad, kudos to you, the Midnight Rider.
Thank you.
And to Mr. Dr. Corsi. I've spoken to you once before.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and not only do I have your book, I bought it.
Thank you, sir.
I also won it on another network.
even better.
No, this network. Sorry, this network.
Oh, great.
I won it on answering your question one
That's
night.
That's great.
So I got two of them, so I got one to give to a person.
Well, good.
I want to read it.
Give it to a congressman. Maybe you
Give, if they would read it.
Well, read it to them.
Slap him on the side of the head with it first. It's hard.
Do what? Yeah, I'll figure out the greed first. So,
right, that's the first question.
Okay, what I want to say is you play this out and put it. Now, I think we're coming up on a break here. I can see.
Yeah, we are. So you got about 30 seconds to get your point out, and we'll hold you over so you can get your answer out.
Okay. I just want to know, when was the last time that they ever, how much gold do we have, and does anybody know?
The answer to that is, I'm not sure the exact amount. I think it's about, if I go back in, I think it's about $11 billion worth of gold at current prices. I think that's what I remember from the last mints, which is not very much. And we don't know how much of it is physically there, because the financial reports don't account for that. They just say reserves or custodial or swaps. We don't know how much is physically actually there, or what's physically there, who it really belongs to.
All right, we're going to grab a break. We'll come back on the other side. Clarence, stay there. If you got another point, we'll let you get into it. 800-313-9443. We're talking with Jerry Corsi here on RBN.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Final few minutes here with Dr. Jerome Corsi. And we've got Clarence on the line with us. Clarence, any other points you wanted to bring up in about 30 seconds?
Hey, I want to try to say this. The gold that we have here, is encumbered. Now, suppose there's a panic and people want gold. And I just bought some gold coins here recently from our Republic Trading Group. And And I'm wondering, how is this going to play out as far as the price of gold goes if, you know, we're getting ready to go into a real big depression?
Well, first of all, you can't go to the government anymore and demand gold because the currency is not backed by gold. So you can't say, I want to turn my currency into a bank and get gold for it. That's not the case anymore. And the issue of what the gold is worth is, you know, it depends on how much it's manipulated on the market. And right now I think there are some people who think that there's been so much manipulation over the last 30 years that the whole scheme to manipulate is falling apart, and the gold is going to go to its natural price, which right now would be somewhere between probably $3,000 to $5,000 an ounce if it weren't for all this manipulation. And others are concerned that there might be another round of manipulation, that, you know, there might be another big dump of gold on the market by the IMF or the central banks leasing out a huge quantity of it. Right now, about half the gold appears. This is what the Gold Antitrust Action Committee is asserting in this ad that's going to be in the Wall Street Journal tomorrow. They're asserting about half the gold is now gone out of the central banks of the world. So, you know, should three-quarters of it be gone and more manipulation? That's the kind of question we're up against. How much can be leased out before this whole scheme falls apart?
Right, because essentially what they've done is they've turned our reserves into their own commodities.
Right, they've made gold a commodity that the central banks, and now the Federal Reserve, you know, being a private bank, not part of the government, is manipulating for their own profit. They're manipulating
right.
a reserve of the United States government, the people, that we're supposed to own that gold as our reserves. But they're manipulating that as a commodity that they have the right to profit on. Without telling us about
it. Worse than that, it's theft. I mean, it's just out-and-out theft.
It's a refined form of theft.
Yeah.
Now, they don't own it, but they're selling it through leases.
Yeah.
And it's gone out of the Treasury. It's physically gone. And what's there physically is little IOUs saying it's coming back. Well, you know, whether it actually comes back or not, who knows? Even if there's future contracts that it's going to be returned, who knows those future contracts are deliverable?
Yeah, exactly. Clarence, thanks for the call. Let's take another call here. Mo in Oregon, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider. Got about a minute and a half here.
Yes, thank you very much for taking my call. Dr. Corsi, I'm from Iran, and I'm Iranian-American. I follow your all your books
your
information. And, you know, everything you say is absolutely correct.
Thank you,
but,
sir.
But there is another cause to this matter, and that is World War III with Iran. Can you comment on the World War III with Iran? And because Iran has a Unity 86 exercise on February in a couple of weeks or 3 weeks from down the road.
Yeah.
So can you please comment on that, please?
I want to say, and again, I have tremendous support for the Iranian people, and I'm very concerned about Iran developing nuclear weapons and there coming to be a war. The solution to Iran is not a war, but it's to take, like the gentleman who called, and support the Iranian expatriates around the world who want freedom in their own country. The Iran freedom fighters within Iran, support them, they'll change the country themselves from within.
Yeah.
We don't need a war in Iran, despite how much concern there is that Iran may be, with this regime, pushing the nuclear weapons. I do not want to see a war.
Jerry, hold there for 5 more minutes. Got one more call. Back in just a minute.